Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Lifeline, Ryan Whalen. So with Spectrum News, talking about a lot of different things going on in the city of Buffalo and City Hall. And really, it's not just going on in City Hall. It stretches all the way out to Batavia, where yesterday there was a meeting with the OTB board, the Western Regional OTB board, approving a contract for Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown to become the next president and CEO. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. That contract approval, where exactly are we in the process? It was earlier this month that we heard the mayor had been tabbed for the job, still has not officially taken the job or officially said that he will take the job. We had this yesterday. How far along are we?
We are in the final stages, Susan and Brian. So essentially earlier this month, the OTB board voted to say we want to offer the job to Byron Brown. The next step was to do negotiations. They've been doing that for about the last 3 weeks. They had a pair of meetings this week. First, a committee meeting where they went into executive session and talked about the contract negotiation, where it stood, what they were going to offer him, and let's move it to a full board vote. And yesterday, they voted to offer a $295,000 annual contract to the current mayor of Buffalo. In years 2 and 3, there are undefined still incentives or bonuses that they are going to be working out. But the mayor stands to make a pretty good raise right now from about the $170,000 he makes annually with the city. And you're right, he hasn't said he's going to take the job yet, but the OTB board chair says he fully expects Byron Brown to take the job. And the mayor's office has released a statement saying that next week they will talk about his future.
Ryan, what is Western Region OTB? There's this cloud of confusion around it. How does it benefit the community? Is it private or is it a public company?
So it's called a public benefit corporation. And the best way to describe it is sort of a pseudo-government entity. It's not elected officials. It's appointed officials from 17 municipalities across Western New York that it basically works to, as it's in the title, benefit. So places like Batavia Downs, OTB, they do the paramutual horse racing. They do the VLT, the video lottery terminals, a lot of gambling. The revenue that comes in from that is then shared across the 17 municipalities. That's 15 counties and the city of Buffalo and the city of Rochester. And that money is essentially public money. So the corporation operates under a lot of the same sets of rules as any other government entity because it's essentially taxpayer dollars.
Essentially taxpayer dollars and a big salary number, as you mentioned, almost double what the mayor currently makes in Buffalo is what he'd be paid if he accepts that contract with the Western Regional OTB. The mayor still has to obtain a gaming license. How long might that take, and how hard is it to get one of those licenses?
Yeah, so from what I understand, people that work for the gaming institutions like Batavia Downs and the OTBs need to have a license from the State Gaming Commission to operate the slot machines, the video lottery terminals, for a better word, and the horse racing. They have worked to expedite this already through OTB. The Gaming Commission confirms that all of the correct application material is in, and that they have seen no impediment to his transition from mayor to leading OTB. And essentially, they didn't want to say exactly how soon it will be, but they're hoping within the next week or so. OTB is hoping that by their next meetings on October 23rd and October 24th, that Byron Brown will be on the staff and at those meetings.
Assemblywoman Monica Wallace was very critical of this contract yesterday, saying it's failing taxpayers. But do you see that going anywhere? Will the organization get any new scrutiny?
The organization is used to scrutiny. I think that's been a pretty common theme, especially over the last 5 years or so. As we've talked about health insurance, bills, tickets that board members have used or have given to high rollers, the salaries of the current executives, Henry Ohtasek, the current president and CEO, makes roughly the same as what was offered to Byron Brown. And the organization will basically be paying double next year because he took a buyout that gives him a year's severance at that salary. So, you know, we're talking about almost $600,000 to essentially two CEOs and presidents in the same time. That's going to take some scrutiny from the state legislature, who would rather see that money benefit more of the taxpayers and more of the counties and cities that Batavia Downs and OTB are built to benefit. The OTB, I think, says this is the fair price. We talk to consultants. We have a complex operation that involves a lot of different things, and we wanted to get the best person in, and this is the salary we believe is right.
You know, switching from the OTB to the City Hall side of things, you've done some reporting on who might be interested in now running for mayor of Buffalo, should this big change happen. What have you learned?
We have to set the stage, right? If Byron Brown leaves in the next couple of weeks, under the rules from the State Board of Elections and the city charter, Chris Scanlon becomes the acting mayor. He becomes the acting mayor through the end of Byron Brown's term, which is goes all the way through 2025. So he'll be mayor for some time. The Common Council is still trying to work out what that means as far as for his district and how many voting members they have. And they are talking about, but I don't think have come to any sort of resolution over whether they could make a temporary appointment, but they're still working that out. In the meantime, we're going to see a lot of people jockeying, I think, for that position over the next year, essentially. You know, Sean Ryan, the state senator from Buffalo, was, I think, the first name that came up. You know, he's done a lot of work involving the Buffalo, the Elmwood Village, the west side that he represents, Parkside, and he has not said that he is planning on running for mayor yet, but he did have a statement locked and loaded to send out to press about Byron Brown and OTB as soon as they offered him the job earlier this month. We have heard from sources that former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Darnell Whitfield, whose mother tragically died in the Tops mass shooting a couple years ago, and Darnell has sort of taken on a advocacy role against white supremacy in the meantime, is looking at a run. We have several Buffalo Common Council members who have not ruled out running, including current Majority Leader Leah Halton-Pope, Rasheed Wyatt, and a couple others. We've had a few that said they weren't going to run, Mitch Nowakowski, Joe Golombek, a few others. So we're going to see a lot of people look at this. Perhaps Indy Walton, who ran against Byron Brown in the last election and actually beat him in a primary before losing to the Byron Brown write-in campaign in the general election.
Could be a crowded field for the primary. Ryan, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.